Good morning, a much quieter morning than the afternoon hours were yesterday when we had that round of showers and thunderstorms rolling through with strong gusty winds. In the wake of that round of storms, drier air moved in overnight and we're left with a good amount of sunshine this morning. And it looks like with lower humidity, we'll have a comfortable day along with a gentle breeze. Temperatures should have no problem at least reaching the upper 70s and most places will even make it into the lower 80s. An area of high pressure will dominate the weather into the evening hours, keeping it dry. But the next storm system, with a cold front working its way through the western Great Lakes, will make a run at us tonight. It looks like most of the region will have a good chance at another round of showers and thunderstorms right smack into the overnight period. Most of these storms, though, will be below severe limits, although loud thunder, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours will all be common during the overnight hours, and then eventually areas of fog will develop after these storms move through toward tomorrow morning. Overnight lows will be back into the 60s. This will leave us with another sunny and dry day tomorrow. It'll be breezy and warm with highs back into the lower 80s. On Friday, high pressure will dominate, keeping it dry with sunshine, though some clouds will start to mix in late in the day as highs reach into the middle 80s. The current timing has the next system arriving on Friday night with more showers and possibly some thunderstorms. It looks like this system is speeding up enough that most of the wet weather will be out of here during the first few hours on Saturday morning. There is the risk at a few showers and thunderstorms during the morning hours on Saturday, but the trend will be for drier weather during the afternoon with highs around 80. Behind that system, high pressure will build in on Saturday night, making it comfortable, and that will leave us with lots of sunshine for the day on Sunday, with highs back into the lower 80s. We'll have a renewed chance at more scattered showers and thunderstorms for the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the northern and central high plains to the lower Great Lakes. A west-southwesterly low-level jet stream will strengthen to 40 to 50 knots as it migrates eastward across the Great Lakes today ahead of a mid-level energy area and its associated jet streak. In addition to enhancing vertical shear, this feature will promote the eastward flux of heat and moisture from the Ohio Valley and upper Great Lakes, with instability building ahead of a cold front. Initial storm development will likely occur by afternoon over southwestern Ontario, with activity spreading east and east-southeastward across the lower Great Lakes late this afternoon through the evening. Rather strong low-level and deep-layer shear will be supportive of supercell and bowing structures, with a risk for damaging winds, some hail, and perhaps a tornado. Storms should tend to weaken by late evening into the overnight hours as the lower levels of the atmosphere stabilize. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog and 39 degrees with a west wind at 56 miles per hour, gusting to 68 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny and 59 degrees, the dew point 54. 83% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.83 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Redding, California, to a low of 31 at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms likely with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 59, the average temperature 69, that's 3 degrees above normal. 5/10 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 2.44 inches, which is 1.26 inches above normal. And 11.16 inches of precipitation for the year, which is still 4.80 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low 55. The record high 96 set in 2008, and the record low 36 in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening at 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog overnight with lows in the middle to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today with highs right around 80. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms moving through overnight tonight with lows in the mid 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm, lower 80s. More sunshine Friday, mixing with clouds in the afternoon, mid 80s. Showers and thunderstorms late Friday night into early Saturday morning. Back to some sunshine on Saturday afternoon with highs around 80. Mostly sunny, lower 80s on Sunday, and a chance for more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday with highs in the lower to mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.